moment lingered until Kiana relaxed her hug. Keaton looked at her as if to say, "Will you be all right now?" Kiana smiled and wiped away her tears. She seemed embarrassed.
"Papa says that when you're sad, it's best to do something that will make you happy,"
Addie said. She furrowed her brow as if she were thinking hard. A big smile crossed her lips and she looked directly at Kiana.
"Playing hide and seek always makes me happy. Do you want to play hide and seek with us?"
Kiana laughed.
"I'd love to."
She seemed relieved to have a reason to leave the table. Before long, laughter and giggles filled the house, and Gavino marvelled at the unfolding beauty of the woman who just weeks earlier had been an embittered, battered slave girl. Like a rosebush breaking free from the grasp of winter, the warmth in her smile drew the children to her. She was slender and slightly shorter than most young women, but Kiana's poise and humble spirit conveyed a noble beauty that her prior persecution had not been able to erase. Gavino could hardly stop watching her, mesmerized by the transformation and the clarity of her true, tender heart. He'd never seen her smile, let alone laugh, until now.
"She seems like quite a young woman, Gavino,"
Marie said with a smile. Gavino, Weston and Marie were sitting at the dining room table, catching glimpses of the playful antics of the children and Kiana through the arched doorway.
"She has been through a great deal," he replied. "The children are so good for her, and your kindness toward her is truly a blessing, Marie. Thank you."
At one point, Kiana grabbed unsuspecting Keaton from his hiding place beneath the grand staircase and tickled him. He giggled and struggled free, leaving Kiana smiling. She happened to glance into the dining room, and Gavino's eyes caught hers. But her smile did not diminish as he would have expected. He was not certain if she was truly looking at him. But in that moment, Gavino was taken, and his heart was inclined toward her. For the radiance of her smile illuminated his soul as never before. The exchange was brief, but the impression was permanent. Until now, Gavino had considered his role with regard to her as protector and provider only, but something changed in that single glance, and now his heart was no longer his own. He could not explain the strange feeling in the pit of his stomach, nor did he understand it. It was something new and powerful. He tried to reason out the foolishness of what he thought must be a new affection for her, but logic found no place to rest the anchor of love from his heart. He was certain, however, that she had no such feeling toward him because of the pain he had brought into her life. All he could really hope for was forgiveness.
"Do you think, Gavino?"
Weston asked, apparently finishing a question that Gavino hadn't heard.